Would the Committee on Environmental Preservation and Conservation now come to order? Kim, please call the roll.
Chairman Dean.
Here.
Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Altman. Senator Evers.
Yes.
Senator Hayes.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Simmons. Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Soto.
Present.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much for those concerns. Senator Altman is excused from today's meeting. If you don't mind, please join me in standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone wishing to speak before the committee today must complete an appearance card form and give it to the administrative assistant. If you don't mind, please, if you brought your cell phones or other devices, turn them off. Today, I'm pleased to see a number of older or former employees. That's a nice way to put it. If you've worked with this committee before, would you just stand up a minute, please? Okay, get up, come on. Hey, I know I have at least two. I just want to know where the real culprits are if I can figure you out, okay? That's right. Folks, I'm pleased to introduce the new staff members to the Environmental Preservation and Conservation Committee. First, I would like to introduce the new staff director, Ellen Rogers. Ellen graduated from her environmental law certificate from FSU Law School and a master's degree in chemistry from UCLA. Ellen previously worked as an attorney in community affairs and most recently as an attorney in the House Finance and Tax Committee. Let's make her welcome. I'd also like to introduce Ashley Isler as a new analyst for our committee. Ashley was graduated from FSU Law and most recently worked in the state Senate bill drafting specializing in environmental law, so she has already seen many of these issues and is familiar already with the issues and how to handle them before it come before her. With that, make her welcome, please. Members, first today we'll take up tab 1, Senate Bill 92, Contaminated Sites by Senator Evers. Senator Evers, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this bill is a bill that we passed out of this committee last year, and this bill updates the criteria for cleanup contaminated sites that do not fall under specific statutory programs, such as the petroleum sites or dry cleaning solvent sites. After nearly 12 years of implementation of this program, this bill provides additional refinements to the global risk-based corrective action and the brownfield statutes. The key improvements include the use of longer-term natural attenuation, consideration of existing human impacts in determining the site cleanup goals, and the use of updated risk assessment techniques. These improvements will lead to quicker, more cost-effective cleanups by responsible parties as well as the state of Florida while maintaining the current standards of environmental protection. That's what the bill does.
Thank you, sir. Are there questions on the bill? Any members? Are there any appearance cards for? Excuse me. I'm sorry. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Evers, how many years beyond five will this bill allow the Department of Environmental Protection to let Mother Nature take her course with regard to these cleaning up these polluted sites?
Well, I don't think the bill actually gives a year determination. What it does, it takes into consideration the amount of contamination that's there and that it's safe and that natural attenuation would take care of it in a more cost-effective manner than us paying more money to clean up the last 8% or 10%.
Follow-up, Mr. Chair?
Yes, a follow-up.
Thank you. If petroleum and dry cleaning sites are excluded, what kinds of pollution would be left that we'd be talking about in the bill?
You reckon that?
Okay, what was the question again?
If petroleum and dry cleaning sites were excluded, or if we set those aside for a second, what other kinds of pollution would be eligible under this bill?
Well, all other types of pollution that's out there that that would have to be cleaned up would be included in this, including the brownfields.
Brother? Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Senator Evers, does this require DEP to include this on all site cleanup possibilities, or is it only those that don't pertain to the petroleum tank program?
It actually has to be agreed to by DEP and the landowner that he is okay with it, to where he can get the sign off from DEP to allow for the natural attenuation.
Okay. Has DEP given a thumbs up or thumbs down or any other position on this?
They're just glad that somebody will give them some help to quit spending money. So they're thumbs up.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Aren't you thumbs up, DEP?
Are there any appearance form cards? Okay. Frank Matthews, Contaminated Sites. Thank you, sir. Phil Leary. Waiving support. Nancy Stewart. Waiving support. Is that it? Okay. Anyone else in any appearance that would like to say okay? Is there any debate on this bill? Senator Devers, I want to commend you that you did have a conversation or visit or at least conference with DEP about all this, because I know that question will be asked about the containment and how, when, and where, and what's going to happen. With that, Senator Devers, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close.
Wave. Kim, call the roll on Senate Bill 92.
Senator Altman. Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Simmons? Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Chair Dean?
Yes, a member by a vote reported Senate Bill 92 is reported favorably. Next, members, take up tab 2, Senate Bill 100 on Petroleum Restoration Program for Senator Simpson. Senator Simpson, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. this bill extends the eligibility for the Abandoned Tank Restoration Program and clarifies the property owner's financial ability to pay, replaces the existing low-score site initiative program with a similar program that we are calling the low-risk site initiative program, clarifies the definition of petroleum product within a petroleum product cleanup participation program, and reduces the minimum number of sites required to advance cleanup performance-based contract bundling program, and increases the annual appropriation for each advanced cleanup program. That is the bill.
Are there any questions on the bill? Any members? Any appearance forms on the bill? Melissa Ramba? Waiving support. Phil Leary? Waiving support. Any other appearance cards or anyone else wish to speak to and fill one out? Okay. Is there any debate, members, on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Simpson, you're recognized. Close on the bill.
I wave close.
Wave closure. Kim, please call the roll to Senate Bill 100.
Senator Altman. Senator Evers.
Yes.
Senator Hayes.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Simmons. Senator Smith.
Yes.
Senator Soto.
Yes.
Senator Simpson.
Yes.
Chair Dean.
Yes, and members, by a vote, Senate Bill 100 is reported favorably. Members, take up tab 3, Senate Bill 288, state designation by Senator Smith. Senator Smith, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In Broward County, we have a park, the beach in the Dania area is called John C. Lloyd State Park. The reason it was named after John C. Lloyd because he was the attorney for the county who did the paperwork to do the park. But the park was came about because Eula Monsby and a group of Floridians risked their life, limb, and liberty to protest African Americans not being allowed in the parks, not being allowed at the beaches. And that's why that beach was designated. And so we find it fitting that if that was the reason we got the beach in the first place, it should be named after her. I can tell you I've worked with DEP to further honor, to continue to honor John C. Lloyd. I mean, he was the county attorney and he did the paperwork for it, to do the road going into the park after John C. Lloyd, but to truly commemorate what happened in Broward County and how this beach came about. We feel it's fitting to do it after, Eula Johnson. And I can tell you the House version is sponsored by Representative Jenny, who represents that area also, and whose family has long-time connections in that area. He's a supporter. But we are going to continue to honor John C. Lloyd, and DEP is aware, and I've worked with them on continuing his honoring, but to truly honor what happened and the person who brought it about, we're changing the name to Eula Johnson.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, are any appearance cards on the bill? Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Smith, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I waive my close.
Seeing waiver, Kim, please call the roll of Senate Bill 288.
Senator Altman? Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Simmons? Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Chair Dean?
Yes, remember by our vote, Senate Bill 288 is reported favorably. Members, does anyone have anything else we'd like to bring before the committee? I am leaving the date open for our next meeting. It's like this. I have a few minor things that are appearing on us, on our agenda. Stand by to stand by. We will notify you whether or not we will be meeting or not, okay? What does that mean? I don't know. No, sir. That's just what it says. I don't know. And guess what? When you get my age, you can go that way or that way. Right. Okay. With that, Senator Smith, move we rise. Thank you.